Part of the Red Band Network. RedBandNetwork.com.
Taped in front of a live studio audience.
Live
from Denver. In high definition. The Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. 1-888-99-IDOBI. Facebook.com/EJC Show. EJC Show on Twitter. And now, Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
We're the best three friends that anybody can have.
I've been doing both for years.
What have you been doing?
What have you been doing?
I've been tucking into mics and sucking black dick for years.
Oh, come on, you got to start the show like that, Chris.
Really?
I do. Why not?
Gay and racist.
How is it racist that I mentioned that the dicks happen to be black?
Ah, really? The audience can be the judge. That's how we have to start the show. Uh-huh. I think Chris,
I love me some Tootsie Rolls.
You have been starting the show the most offensively, Chris, out of anybody the past. Well, the last show we did.
Yeah. It was only
together.
My second show.
And each time you are more and more offensive when we open the show. And then the rest of the show, you're mild-mannered.
Hmm.
And I don't understand.
I like to come out big and leave them wanting more.
Okay, then.
Or, as it translates in the bedroom, come out big and leave them disappointed.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it is the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. Welcome to it. 1-888-99-IDOBI is a phone number.
Chris, were you a preemie when you were a baby?
No.
Oh.
Actually, no. I was late.
You would be.
You stayed inside the mother's womb longer. You just liked it in there.
Don't let me go, please. Let me stay in
you
here.
You thought it was nice in there. You didn't want to leave?
Well, it was scheduled. It was a scheduled C-section, and they wanted to do... They wanted to...
I don't really care about your child.
All right, anyway.
It was a scheduled C-section. I'm already not listening anymore.
And then they couldn't find you, and you were hiding. And
you were hiding in the fallopian tubes, and you didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
Did you know I was born in a car?
What?
Megan, the newswoman, is born in a car.
Is that why she's such a horrible driver?
Ba-dum-bum.
Do you have the news clipping from when you were in the paper about that? Because they always...
She just whispered she's lying. That's awesome. She was not.
Why would you lie about that? Why wouldn't you lie about something awesome?
I don't want to hear about her lie any more than I don't want to hear about your C-section that was late. How late were you?
No, they were going to schedule me on my... I thought you didn't care. You
well, how much
break
my balls
about how you don't care just, and you ask me a follow-up.
See, you ask him a question, though, and it's going to turn out to be a fucking 10-minute story.
I know. Just
don't ask
God.
The question,
just
Eddie.
Just tell me how long...
Don't ask the question.
How long were you in your mother's womb? Like 10 months?
9 months.
that's average, then.
Yeah.
I thought you were in there for like a year. You didn't want to leave. You're just... Like,
I was born 12 years old. When you and I met, I had only been alive for about 2 months.
Well, you were technically, you were still alive in the womb.
Yeah.
You had your own bedroom and didn't have to do the dishes.
That's right.
Babies in the womb have it easy.
Yeah.
That's easy street. Wish I could go back to being a baby in the womb. Can we make that
That's
happen?
That's a creepy image.
We can put this on Craigslist.
Yeah.
You can lay in like the fetal position on the floor and a bunch of dudes can come over and ejaculate on you and get it all sticky and gooey for you.
What are you talking about?
Why would bukkake be...
That'll be like the womb and we'll put some red lights on.
Oh, I think Jason's saying because your mom was a whore and all these men were ejaculating on you.
No, what I'm saying here. No, no.
That was a stretch.
Do I really have to explain this?
Apparently.
No, don't explain it.
Yeah.
Just sit in that visual.
Leave it as it is.
I want silence as we think about that visual.
I don't want to think about that visual, but I will start writing the Craigslist post. That's disgusting. Maybe we should post that on Craigslist and see what happens.
See if any dudes... Jesus.
That's disgusting. Yeah,
that is disgusting.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a sick show for you tonight.
That's... Really, we're coming out...
Literally.
With all this disgusting shit right away.
Yeah.
It's getting it out of the way.
Yeah.
And, well, it is a holiday weekend.
Then Eddie's sick, I'm sick. So
yeah,
it's literally a sick show.
It is.
Oh, you're sick too now, Eddie?
Well, yeah, I just got sick between when we started the show and now.
Oh. Yeah.
I just caught. No, I'm on the tail end of
a bitch.
I'm on a tail end of a cold. And I think, Chris, you were just sick last week or something.
Yeah.
No, like earlier this week.
No, last week.
Yeah.
You were in bed for like a week.
Yeah.
Pretending it was your mother's womb the whole time. You're under the blanket.
Mommy, I want some more tea. Mommy, I want ice cream.
Does your mom take care of you?
I want a green tea, bitch.
None of the sleepy time shit. Yeah, does your mom take care of you when you're sick?
Kinda.
Oh.
That's nice.
That's why he doesn't leave. Why would you leave?
That's
you're
awesome.
You're sick and... Does Megan take care of you when you're sick?
Yeah, she actually took really good care of me.
Wow.
A few days ago. Does Katie take care of you?
She did. I haven't been sick when the baby's there, so I think that I think probably not.
Now that you have a baby, it's like...
Yeah, the baby's going to...
Fend for yourself.
Yeah.
There's a baby to take care of.
Exactly. Well, she's teething now, so that's not helping.
Katie's teething?
Kenzie's teething.
Oh. We were confused.
Well, instead of saying Katie, we should say your soon-to-be fiancé, because you're gonna pop the question this weekend.
Oh, am I?
That's what I read.
Oh, where'd you read that?
Congratulations, man.
It was on Facebook.
Big step.
Oh!
I read on Facebook that Katie had an update. She's like, I can't wait for Jason to pop the question this weekend.
She wrote that?
No, she didn't. I'm just kidding. That'd be creepy.
I'm leaving!
What would you do if she wrote that on Facebook? That'd be weird.
I'd probably stay the night here for a few weeks.
What would you do if she proposed to you?
I would slap her.
That is weird when chicks propose to guys, isn't it?
I feel like Megan's going to have to propose to you.
You don't have a mic.
Megan. We can't hear anything you're saying right now. It's just gibberish to us.
Yeah, we can't hear what you're saying.
Jason, I do have to say in our defense, a kid is a much bigger commitment than a marriage.
Yeah, it's not
way
the commitment.
Bigger.
It's not the... we're not getting into my whole situation. I'm just not ready for that level of commitment, okay? Moving on.
You have a kid.
Allegedly.
When are we going to go on Maury? Should we just bring the whole show on Maury?
We should. It hurts to laugh really hard.
We could tell Maury that one of us is the father. It'd be like, internet radio DJs. Father, child. Which one?
Which one is it? No way, dude.
Even know who Maury is? Maury hasn't been on the air in like a decade.
He's still on.
He's still on.
Are you kidding? It's all the same. It's the exact that show, what he just said.
The Who's Your Baby's Daddy is like every episode.
I nailed two brothers. Which one's the father of my seven children?
I banged identical twins and they both have the same DNA, so I'll never know who the daddy is.
Ooh, that's actually happened. Maury. That's actually... I can't believe you've never... Oh, Maury's Before Noon. That's why you haven't seen it for
a while. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't watch the same daytime TV as you do.
He watches...
Losers don't watch Maury.
You're just not awake at that time is what I'm saying.
I'm pretty sure he's on in the afternoon.
Oh, I don't know.
Jason likes to watch The Doctors.
No, I hate that show. That's annoying.
Fucking worst show of all time.
Here's
all
what
annoying.
I like. I like watching Anderson.
I wouldn't
now.
Watch it, but why does
the new Anderson's awesome?
Oh, what the fuck, man!
Anderson.
Ellen's funny.
Anderson.
You're Ellen. Ellen.
Gay.
Ellen is a good one.
You're
and Dr.
Gay.
Phil.
You're fucking gay.
Dr. Phil's annoying. He just exploits people the whole time, and
that's bull.
It's time to get real. Yeah. That made everybody stop talking.
Yeah, way to ruin the flow, eh?
I know. You do Dr. Phil impression and everybody wants to leave.
Well, Merry fucking Christmas to you all.
Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, no. No. War on Christmas. War on Christmas, this guy.
Don't say
you know,
happy
holidays. It's really funny. I went to like a Christmas party for work the other night, and we went to Moe's.
I didn't get an invite.
We went to Moe's Barbecue.
I didn't get an invite.
Have
either.
You been there?
Yeah.
Thought we were
down by
friends.
The Gothic.
That's yeah.
Yeah. So we were leaving. I was like, oh, Merry, happy holidays to everybody. And then there's one guy there that we always have a good time. And I'm like, happy Hanukkah to you. And I offended like a couple people that were around him.
What the fuck?
Why'd you do that?
Why'd I do that? Because it was fucking funny.
No, why did you offend the people?
I don't know. I think because they know I'm not Jewish. I was saying like Merry Christmas to everyone, and then I'm like Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, I thought you were saying that to the guy because he was Jewish and you knew he was.
No,
Jewish.
He's not Jewish. And then I was like, don't forget to light your menorah tonight because it's the first night. It was offensive to people.
And then what happened? How do you know it was offensive to people?
Because of the looks I got when we were. I'm like, oh, well, fuck you all then. Bye-bye.
I'm confused. Were they anti-Semites or did they assume you were an anti-Semite?
I think they assumed I was.
Oh.
They thought you were saying it sarcastically. Like
I was.
Well, you were saying it sarcastically.
But they were just offended that I said it that way. Man, you guys really.
You said it in like a Hitler-esque tone, like he might say it.
Happy Hanukkah.
And I did the little thing with my arm. Yeah, that definitely did that.
Now I can see why you offended him.
Yeah, I'm a little.
But what a bunch of uptight pricks.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they're not listening. Not all, just a couple of them. Other people laughed, so it was interesting to see someone be upset and offended by something so little.
It happens all the time. People are uptight.
Yeah.
The whole happy holidays thing is stupid.
Yeah.
What?
You know, why you like that? Why do we have to group all the holidays into one like generic?
Because there are like 87
holidays.
Different holidays in December.
Three, and
I'm joking.
Three.
Now that you've got New Year's, yo.
That's January, yo.
Yeah, well, everybody celebrates on New Year's Eve, yo.
Stop saying fucking yo.
Stop telling me to say yo, yo,
yo, yo, yo, yo. Speaking this
of
is Maury.
Hanukkah, Christmas awkwardness. I have the weirdest position as a hairstylist. No, it's really weird because clearly, like, the holidays are coming up, but so many times I've asked people what they're doing for Christmas, and then they've had, like, a silence, and then they're like, well, we celebrate Hanukkah. So now I feel the need to ask, do you celebrate Christmas? And now it's like this whole spiel I have to give just so I don't offend people.
Why don't you just ask, do you have any plans for the holidays?
Yeah.
Well, I did that, but it's too vague. So now I start asking.
How is it too vague?
Like this week, I'm like, so do you have any plans for the weekend? And then people look at me like an idiot. They're like, yeah, it's Christmas. And I'm like, well, I don't know.
How is, do
Man,
you have
you
any plans
that.
For the holidays too vague? How is that vague?
That's not vague.
Well, because then people, I don't like to talk to people that much, I guess.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
It sounds like you were doing more explaining than was necessary.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, it can be awkward, I guess.
Okay.
But I think it's stupid.
War on Christmas is bullshit. It's like a whole paranoid fantasy.
Well, I don't care about the whole war on Christmas, and I don't even take the side of the religious right that says that they're trying to take God out of the holidays, but...
Keep Christ in Christmas.
Jesus was never even born in December anyway.
Yeah.
Keep Christ in Christmas.
The early Christians stole the pagan solstice celebrations. They co-opted it to get more. Like,
nobody cares about
converts.
The history of Christmas. We just like fucking presents and eating and drinking.
Well, when you have like 80% of all people celebrating Christmas, it's a pretty good chance.
Numbers are in your
pretty
favor.
Pretty sure you pulled that out of your ass.
No, it's like 70.
And 20%,
I saw the statistic
that means
the other day.
That's like 1 in 5. That's not great odds.
I'm not going to like these people if they're going to be offended anyway, so they can just be offended and fuck off. Why would I want to hang out with somebody who's going to be offended by something like that?
Who said they're going to be offended? Why can't you just bend a little?
If they're celebrating Hanukkah, shouldn't they have the little hats on their heads so we know that they're fucking Jewish? So then we don't say Merry Christmas?
They
Otherwise, I'm assuming that you're celebrating Christmas.
I think
Christmas.
Just like Orthodox Jews are always wear the yarmulke everywhere.
Are those the ones with the like the dangly side
Those are
thing?
The Hasidic Jews.
Right.
And they have like the flat brimmed hats.
Yeah. So I'm glad we're finding out about religion tonight. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
It's
very elucidating.
You're a book of knowledge over there.
I'm Google, bitch.
Maybe we should, since people are offended by Merry Christmas, maybe we should call somewhere and see how many times we can say it.
We should. Oh,
I think people are offended.
We should call
by
a synagogue.
Synagogue.
Merry Christmas. You just want to say Merry Christmas.
That's kind of weird.
Merry Christmas. Why would we?
Merry Christmas.
Well, since the Jews
seems kind of antagonistic.
Yeah. The Jews have had enough of this.
Merry Christmas.
Why don't we call the Catholic Church because they're not very well respected? We can say Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, that's stupid. That's stupid.
We can call the. Let's call. Get the Vatican on the phone.
You know, I'm gonna veto this whole.
Call a church.
Of,
well, why don't we just see how many times we can say Merry Christmas? We can have a little competition between all three of us.
I'm not. That doesn't sound funny.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. No.
No.
Yeah.
He's trying to come up with a game we could play or something.
Family Christian stores.
Yeah, there you go.
Happy Hanukkah.
I like that idea.
And you just want to call and say Happy Hanukkah?
Yes, I'm looking. find like a Jewish book and see if they have it. And if they say no, we don't, like, oh, thank you for looking. Happy Hanukkah.
No, let's find a satanic book. What's a satanic book? Something list like written.
Oh, I have an idea. You call the Christian store.
Angels and Demons.
And be like, I'm Jewish, but it's really hard to find, like, a Jewish store in my area. And I want the Torah, which is the first half of your Bible. I was wondering if I could come and just rip out the first half of the Bible and just pay for that.
Okay, Chris, I love it. Why don't you do that one? That'd
okay.
That'd be awesome.
This is Eddie, Jason, and Chris, EJCShow.com.
All right, 1-888-99-IDOBE. That's 1-888-994-3624. If you want to call in, it's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. Chris has an idea here for this prank call, and here we go. There we go. Come on.
Thank you for calling Family of Candy. How can I help you?
Hi, Candy. I was wondering if you had any Jewish books there at your bookstore.
Not really. Is there anything specific that you're looking for?
Yeah, I need a copy of the, Torah. I cannot find a Jewish bookstore in the area, and I do not know, I had a thought, though. You do carry Bibles, right?
Right. Well, I do normally have the Jewish Bible, but I don't know if it's actually the Torah or not. Let me go look.
Well, that's all right. Well, I could just come, and I can buy a, Christian Bible. And the Jewish Bible is the first half. I could just rip that out, and could I just buy that part? Could I just buy just the half?
I don't know that I'm understanding what you're asking me.
I was going to rip out the first half of the Bible and just buy that.
The Old Testament, gotcha.
Yeah.
You could do that, or I have... Let me see, what is this? This is...
I can do that?
Well, I mean, you can do whatever you want after you buy it.
Oh, well, I was hoping to buy just the half, to pay just for the half.
No.
You really should have a mix-and-match option for people. I'm sure some people, some Jews who convert, have the first half of the Bible, and then they just need the New Testament.
Yeah, that'd be handy. Do sell just New Testament Bibles.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, okay. Well, maybe I'll just try Barnes & Noble.
Okay, sorry about that.
No problem.
You should have asked her out.
Yeah. That was a polite prank call, I gotta say.
You should have been like, so what time do you get off?
Well, I expected her to get really offended. Like, it threw me off when she didn't get really offended when I said I'd just rip out the first half.
I like how you tried to get a discount. That was pretty good.
Classic Chris call.
Yeah. Don't
know what that means.
Do you think you could do better or something, Jason?
No.
No, you should try.
I don't want to.
You should.
I'm not going to.
Do it.
I'm not.
Why not?
Because I'm just not feeling that.
You're not feeling that. Okay. Well, it is the holiday season, and we should maybe do something holiday. We'll think about
wasn't
something.
Wasn't that...
Holiday-ish.
Yeah.
Because baby Jesus is in the Bible, and it's
somewhere.
His birthday. It's baby Jesus' birthday today.
Totally isn't.
Chris.
Two days. Can I... say something that's
okay.
More important than Christmas or Hanukkah or any of this shit.
Okay.
The countdown's on, man. 362 more days.
Until 2012?
362 more days until
The Hobbit's released?
Until...
I can't wait either. Until, oh, my God.
Until shit hits the fan.
What do you think is going to happen in 2012? Because you're one of these people who...
I'm like, not going to be around.
You're like making a bummer.
We're going to go on a nice little trip.
What are you going to do?
Go to the mountains and hope and pray.
Really? You're going to go to the mountains, plan a trip around this time of year next year? Because what is it, the 26th of December or something?
21st. Thus the 362 days.
You know how Earth is going to like line up with the center of whatever?
Huh?
Like...
Like all the planets line up, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not actually going to happen.
What?
Yeah.
What? What do you mean? Why did you change that for us or what?
Are you God?
I am God.
Are you baby Jesus?
Christian. No, I'm saying it's not changing. I'm just saying it was never going to happen in the first place. It was like,
all right.
Like this like
why
myth
do you say that
got started. I read it
cite
somewhere.
Your sources.
God. Google. Do not ever tell me to cite my sources again
he
in this new show. In this entire series, don't ever do that again.
he is a source.
Chris is a leading authority on planets.
Cite your 80% of people are celebrate Christmas. Source.
Newsweek.
Time.
Okay. Cite your sources. That's all I'm asking.
There you go.
Chris is the person people cite.
Yeah, Chris is the
damn
leading authority.
Damn straight, brother. Thank you.
So you're going to go to the mountains next
year.
See,
here's the thing. I'm not... Yeah. I think that it's going to be in everybody's head, and I think it's going to something's going to happen because people believe it's going to happen. Not that it actually would happen.
I think you're going to shoot someplace up, and I think that's about the extent of
I think people
shit.
Are going to freak out and, like, bad things
like,
are going to happen because
maybe
they're
like
freaking
out. Maybe, like,
a couple
of cult mass suicides, maybe, but...
They
were on
those,
the edge
We
anyway.
Don't need those people
yeah.
anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, please, if you're in a cult, just have a mass suicide today, because we don't need you. Unless
or
you're
in any sort of religion, basically.
So you don't think
yeah.
I have an idea. We should find a cult, send Eddie there, and see if he can walk away.
Cool.
Or if he becomes a member of the cult.
I don't think Eddie has a strong enough will
just
to resist
Just drop me off
them.
For 3 months and see what happens when you try to pick
no,
me up.
No, we'll do it for like a week. See if you like start believing him.
Yeah, like any cult is just going to allow that to happen. Sure, come on by.
They're friendly.
Oh, they're always looking for new recruits. Of course they are, dude.
Yeah. Well, they would let us do that.
Turn me. Please turn me.
Make me a believer.
Yeah.
So you're going to really go to the mountains, though. On December 21st, 2012, you're going to head up to the mountains.
December 20th, yeah.
20th. Okay, you want to get a head start? Because there might be some
So
traffic.
I won't be doing a show then if that falls on a Friday.
Well, if it's the end of the world, I probably won't be able to make it either, what with traffic.
I'm thinking if it lands on a Friday, we should be broadcasting during the apocalypse.
You'd be like, have you ever seen that movie, 2012?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's stupid-ass bullshit
movie. It was bullshit. But you want to be like, what's his name, Woody Harrelson?
I didn't see that part. I turned off that movie.
You know, it was better than
I turned it off at the credits.
It was better than I was expecting.
Every scene was exactly the same. Oh, let's go to this this city. Oh, no, we just barely escaped. Let's go to this city. Oh, no, we just barely
escaped. Yeah, but what they escape in is awesome. He's driving a limo over cracks in the earth.
It's so stupid.
I'll tell you what,
really, who thought a limo could fucking fly 30 feet and land and not blow a tire?
The director, I think his name is Roland Emmerich.
Yeah, he loves disaster movies.
Yeah, he directed Independence Day. Yeah. Much better disaster movie guy than Michael Bay. I'd rather see a Roland Emmerich movie than a Michael Bay movie.
I would rather watch Armageddon than 2012 or 2012. Or
I would too. It has an actual story.
Oh, my God.
Armageddon is a much better movie than 2012.
And it's more plausible. I mean, flying a spaceship onto an asteroid.
But we're talking apples and oranges.
Slingshotting around the moon is more plausible to me than a limo jumping off a crack in the earth 30 feet and not and still rolling.
Armageddon was bullshit. Deep Impact was much more believable.
I don't know. Armageddon
You're just a fan of that Hobbit that was in it.
You
Isn't
like
that a Hobbit?
You like Hobbits?
Who?
Don't
what
you?
Hobbit? Was
you
in
love
Deep
Hobbits. You always talk about
the
Hobbits.
The little kid or whatever. Wasn't he
from Frodo, dude?
Yeah, Frodo dude was in Deep Impact.
Oh, Elijah Wood. He was.
Yeah, wasn't he?
I don't know, man.
He was
it's
the
been
meteor,
like 15
right?
15 years ago. Who remembers the cast from Deep Impact?
Morgan Freeman was.
Yeah,
the
Morgan
president.
Freeman was president, and
we'd never have a black president though.
Oh.
Remember when we saw...
Tia Leone is in that movie.
Yeah, that's right. Tia Leone. I was trying to think. I was about to say Cybill Shepherd.
Do you remember that was controversial, that there was a black president in that movie at the time?
No.
It was like
I just found it
on
funny
Entertainment
that-
Tonight. Black president in disaster movie. We'll tell you about it tomorrow.
Man, you watch way too much Entertainment Tonight. You reference that every show now. Do you realize that? You do?
Can you hit the Entertainment Tonight theme song? I bet. Yeah, you know, you don't have it.
Why don't I have it, Eddie?
I don't know. You should bring it.
Damn it.
Damn it. Thank you. Thanks.
That's horrible.
Okay, I just...
I found it controversial that there was two asteroid movies in like the same year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you found that controversial?
Yeah. Like, who stole what from who?
I don't know.
There were two bug movies in the same year, too. Bug's Life and the ant movie. Ants.
Oh.
Yeah.
And there were two B movies.
What?
In the same year.
Well, there was B movie and what else?
Honey Stinger.
I'm pretty sure that was the limited release hardcore pornography.
There was a B movie in Secret Life of Bees.
Oh.
I don't think that was actually a was.
It says no, there bees was, in all right, it.
Okay.
There was.
You've seen it though, haven't you?
You're thinking of Aquila and the
totally.
Bee. Aquila and the Bee.
Oh.
And then the B movie.
Why the fuck do you know? Like why? Oh my god.
Well, you didn't see that.
And you talk about me remembering a cast from 15 years ago, and you reference this movie I've never heard of.
You've never seen it?
I've never
Everybody's seen that. It was critically acclaimed.
Yeah.
Your mama's critically acclaimed.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love yeah, that she mom. Was. What's she doing for Christmas?
Five thumbs up.
Oh.
Way
Ooh.
Up.
All right.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris. Passed around more than your mom at a frat house. Listen to the podcast at EJCShow.com.
You got me so wild. Hey. So the new Batman trailer came out. That looks pretty cool.
Yeah, have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't. I have not, but I know that people were talking about the new Batman trailer, and I know that people were waiting for it to come out, but I have not looked at it yet. Online has kind of ruined trailers a little bit, because I used to like to go watch the trailers when I see a movie, and now I've seen all the trailers, and I'm like, ugh. To sit through this shit again.
They also came out with a trailer for the new Smurfs movie.
Oh, good. I bet you're going to be first in line.
First.
They're making a fucking sequel for that? Didn't that bomb?
I don't know. It was a joke.
Oh.
Is it a porn?
Would you want to watch a movie called, porn movie called Smurfs?
I wouldn't want to watch it, but I would watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like something I would seek out, but if it were playing on, say, my TV.
I'd seek it out. Not for, you know. Not to get off on, but just out of curiosity.
Have you ever watched a midget porn?
Not in its entirety.
Not in its entirety. From start to finish, have you watched one? I bet you go to the adult video store and you buy midget porn.
I walk in and they're like, hi, welcome to midget porn. Just point me in the direction.
You like to buy porn on DVD because you can get all the bonus features.
I like to hear
director's
the direct
cut.
Yeah.
You like
the
to hear
commentary
the director,
track.
Yeah, the director's commentary on porn. Do they do that? Because I've never
That's
owned a DVD
question.
Of porn.
Me either.
I mean,
what's the point? There's
I
no
have,
point.
And no, they don't. The porn that I've owned.
In this shot, I really wanted Samantha to go ooh, 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 but she was more like ah, ah, ah.
You probably didn't actually, buy the special edition though.
Chris, I was doing my porn
commentary. Sorry.
Jeez.
Sorry.
Now it's ruined.
Yeah.
So
I ruined it.
You ruined my
Chris,
you ruined my bit.
Okay.
You ruined
you
my
get
bit.
Porn online. Eddie, do you get porn online ever anymore?
What do you mean get porn?
Like do you watch porn online?
Oh yeah. Like why would I get a DVD?
Do you still watch it now that you're living with your girlfriend?
No, occasionally, sure.
Has she caught you watching porn?
No. Has your girlfriend caught you watching porn?
No.
Have you ever set it up so she would catch you watching porn?
Oh, hello.
Oops.
Oh, this is embarrassing for me.
You want to go to the bedroom? So what website do you go to watch porn? What's your go-to?
We've already... What?
You know, you, for a second you thought we were recycling old material?
No, we definitely are, but then I didn't want to say it. But,
Chris, we peaked years ago, okay? You just gotta...
It could change.
Gotta roll with it.
It's not the same from 2 years ago, is it?
We did this bit like 6 months ago.
Oh.
I think when we were talking about it, Jason didn't know what YouPorn was. He didn't know if there was like a YouTube porn site.
There's like several of them, kind of.
Yeah, there's a ton of them.
So do you pay for porn?
Hell no.
Who the fuck pays for porn?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That industry is bleeding left and right.
Ouch.
Like the only way that they're making money is by suing people who illegally download porn videos on BitTorrent. Mm. That's what a lot of companies are doing. In fact, I know somebody who's being sued because he downloaded a porn movie on the internet.
Are you shitting me?
No, it's like a copyright infringement thing.
Wow.
What's the first name of this person?
Holy I can't. I've already said too much.
It?
No, it's just, no, I can't even tell you. I'll maybe tell you off the air, but yeah.
Definitely.
That's crazy.
I think yeah. I know who it is.
No, you don't.
Starts with a D.
Who starts with a D?
Why are we playing this game?
I don't know any D people. Yeah. Who's a D? I don't know any Ds.
Yeah.
No. I've said too much.
Yeah. But anyway, but speaking of illegally downloading shit, some guy who uploaded X-Men or Wolverine Origins or whatever, like before it came out in the theater, he just got sentenced to a year in jail.
Oh, for uploading a movie, huh?
Yeah.
It's not worth it. I mean, it is cool to download movies. We've all done it. Chris does it regularly.
Actually, I don't.
RIAA, please look at Chris's hard drive. You'll find lots and lots of illegal content on there. Mm. You can prosecute this son of a bitch until the cows come home.
Thanks.
That's why it's all registered under Eddie Borella, though.
Yeah.
Zing.
Well...
See, this guy knows me.
I don't know if it counts at all, but if you use your neighbor's Wi-Fi to download illegal stuff, can they catch you then?
Yeah, it still goes to your IP address.
Well, you're using their IP address.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. You can't do that. But then it's illegal to use somebody else's Wi-Fi. Did you know that? Even if it's an unsecured network, that's against the law.
What?
It's a federal offense.
Oh, no.
You have to have permission.
Oh, no.
All right.
That's retarded.
Now, I want everybody out there to know if
I don't
you're going to be using a
illegal
Wi-Fi network, you got to have permission.
I don't think that is illegal. There's no way
it
that's
is.
Illegal.
Yeah, it is. I was dating this guy at one point, and things got really weird because he lived in a house with a bunch... Sorry, I was zoning. He lived in a house with a bunch of guys, and they got raided for child pornography. And it was fucking weird because I kind of thought maybe one of them was... It was weird. Anyway, it was a guy who lived like a... It was a guy who lived... They finally found out it was a guy who lived like a block away.
Oh.
And he was using their IP address.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. But it was so weird because I was dating this guy and I'm like, oh my God, one of these guys is a total pervert. It was so weird.
That'd be weird if you had a bunch of roommates and that happened and you're like, all right, who is the child pornographer?
They took like all of their computers and DVDs and held them for like 4 months.
And I bet they didn't get any, like, recompensation for, like, the... Yeah.
Now, you just get
bullshit.
Raped by the man.
Maybe they shouldn't look at child porn.
Maybe they shouldn't.
They weren't looking at child porn.
Weren't they? Maybe they were going a block away to this dude's house saying... And then piggybacked on their own Wi-Fi and then blamed it on the guy. That's sneaky.
Well, I want everybody listening right now to take a look at their Wi-Fi network they're using, and if it's not yours, disconnect. Go ahead. You know it's the right thing to do.
All right, so now we're down to 100 listeners.
I have a new story.
Oh, no. Okay, Newswoman Megan
Thank
is back.
God.
Story time with Megan Caldwell.
Okay, I forgot where this took place, but I heard today that there was this money truck. I think it was Philadelphia. This money truck that was driving, and it was spilling money out. And people were catching it. Sorry, this isn't going very well. And
it's okay to be nervous.
No, I'm not nervous. It was spilling out on the road and people were catching it. And now the police of that town are trying to recover the money. And they are missing like $300,000 and they've only gotten $300 recovered.
Well, fuck that. Yeah, I say if it's
on.
Blowing off the back of a truck, it's Finders Keepers
style. Or not buy it. If that happened, I would be grabbing as much money as possible.
For sure.
And if I got caught, I would just say, oh, here it is. I was going to turn this in after I got my errands done.
If I got caught, I'd be like, fuck you, bitch. Finders Keepers, motherfucker.
Get your goddamn free money.
racist.
I almost said the N-word, but I
refrained.
Yeah.
But would you?
I'm glad to see we're growing.
You're growing up.
Well, yeah. Well, we dropped the N-bomb already last week or the week before last.
Did we?
Yeah, it was Chris. Chris dropped the N-bomb.
I feel like he might be trying to take about? My role.
Well, he is black, so I guess he can say it, but still.
They don't know that. Listeners don't know that you're black.
I dropped the N-bomb. I think I was quoting something.
No, you were quoting your thoughts in your head. And it's,
you're taking it all out of context.
Oh, so. Sure, Hitler.
Yeah.
We've referenced Hitler twice tonight.
Yeah, we have.
We should have like a bing every time Hitler's brought up.
Can we get a ding noise for Hitler? Okay, thanks.
That's
the Hitler bell. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. The what bell?
The Hitler bell. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But yeah, if a truck was driving down the street and free money was flying everywhere, wouldn't you guys grab some?
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, who wouldn't?
I don't know.
I think that's the better question. Who wouldn't?
Yeah, who would it? Well, would you be a little paranoid after you get some of this money? Just a little
bit. No. Why would I would? It wouldn't even occur to me that I'd done anything wrong.
Well, wouldn't you think? Oh, okay. Who saw me do that? And
I would spin it immediately and be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, there's cameras on the streets.
I don't know what you're talking
Big
about.
Big Brother's watching.
That was my money. My bifold opened up and the wind took
bifold?
It.
Bifold?
I don't know.
That's a bifold.
It's a wall.
Can we get a buzzer? Let's get a buzzer because Jason said bifold instead of money clip.
I don't know where buzzer.
Money
clip? There it is.
How does a money clip?
That's okay. All right.
Stop touching it. Stop it.
Stop, Chris.
Jesus, Chris.
That's the full thing. I didn't.
Stop.
Hit,
no,
I just
no,
hit it
Jesus
once.
Chris.
It
was like pressing the button. I'm going to get this guy out. Stop it.
I did it again that time because you're being a dick and I hate you.
Okay, Chris, stop your buzzer.
Stop, dude. Jesus.
I don't know how to stop the sound effect. Oh, I'm ruining the show.
Yeah. Man, if we get the point, you have to keep holding down the button like
stop.
That.
Like, let's you're see like, how many times. You're like a little kid. Let's see how many times
fucker,
I can press
I'll
the button.
I'll keep doing it, motherfucker. Drop it. Drop it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That's very unnecessary.
You're very unnecessary.
You're like a two-year-old.
Do you know how many of our listeners are evacuating their homes?
What's wrong with
homes?
Being 2 years old?
I just got several reports here saying that listeners are evacuating their homes because they thought it was a fire drill.
You know what? Good.
Good.
Good. I'm glad.
You want that?
Yeah. That's what I want.
911's being called all across the
fine.
Country.
Fine.
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 You say fine. You don't care.
I don't care.
Waste public money.
Look at all the fucks I'm giving.
Public money waster, Chris. That's just what you do. You waste people's money. You waste the public's money.
I'm a Democrat.
Do you think in all the years we... In all the years we've done the show, do you think that someone listened to our show and then, like, that was the last thing they heard before they died?
That's probably happened.
Is that weird to think about? Fire broke through their house and they didn't know it, and they were listening to our show on with headphones, and they got trapped and they were smothered. And
do you think their last thoughts were friends or family, or were they like, oh, thank God, I couldn't stand another minute of this anyway?
We have the highest suicide rate in our audience of any other show. What do you
That needs to be a bumper.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No, but think about it. Like someone, like right before they died, the last things they heard on this earth was us.
I don't think that's happened.
I feel sorry for those.
You don't
people.
Think that's happened? All
I can't
the years,
say it didn't happen.
And the hunt, but like millions of people that have heard our show now.
The millions of people.
I definitely would say it's millions.
Yeah, I'd say we've touched. Probably close to a million.
I don't know how many people you've touched.
Yeah, close to a million. Yeah. I just like to walk around supermarkets just touching people.
And whispering into their ear, Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
That's so creepy, Chris.
You're the fucking pervert molesting supermarket
I
patrons.
I never said molest. I just said touch.
Well, that's molestation.
You're telling
sir.
Me you don't like to accidentally touch.
Are
strangers?
You saying it's only molestation if there's like a rubbing motion?
Have
if
you,
you just reach out and touch and then
no,
you don't move your hand?
Genital contact.
Chris, have you ever been out in public and thought like.
Stop right there. The
man, that
no.
girl is really hot. Like, I would love to like touch her or smell her of some way. Have you ever like gone up and
I've never done it though. I've never followed through.
Really? Like, you go and talk to her at the bar and, like, put your hand on her back, like, excuse me, hi.
Oh, like, touching her, like, I thought you meant walking up and hugging her.
No, like,
you were, like, talking, like, man, I really want to walk up and grab those tatas and just, like, walk up to women and just grab them.
No, I'm just saying I would really like to touch that woman because she's so hot.
Well, I mean, if you're at a bar, it's acceptable, but I thought you were talking about, like...
In general, though, but...
At a bar, anything goes, right?
Yeah, well, I thought you were talking about a grocery store. You just walk up to a chick and just start smelling her. Like, she's in the aisle looking
like
at cereal.
Like, grab her hair and put it in her...
Oh, God.
Ah, hello.
Is that herbal essences?
What's you shampoo? Smell like the deli section.
I'm in the market for some new shampoo. What do you use? Smells divine.
But, so Jason, you'll just walk up to chicks and start doing that?
What? touching their hair?
Yeah. Touching their hair and smelling them.
Smelling them, yes, but not
you'll walk
touching.
By chicks and just start smelling them.
Yeah, I'm like...
How close do you get?
I don't know, like, elbow distance.
Okay, because our audience couldn't see that.
Elbow?
Just then, Jason looked to Eddie's...
I'm trying to find a reference point.
Eddie's girlfriend.
No,
like,
I looked at Eddie, then I looked at his girlfriend, then I looked at his dog.
Like, who can I, like, smell?
Who wants to be smelled? You're like,
I smelled Megan a couple times, I gotta be honest.
You smelled her tonight?
Yeah.
Like...
I don't know. It's
close did he get to you, Megan?
I'm kind of a freak with that.
I don't think that close.
You like the scent of a woman.
Exactly. She didn't even know I was that close, but I was
that's creepy. Well,
that's Mondo creepy.
Mondo, dude. Mondo. I haven't heard that word in a long time. Mondo? Where the fuck did that come?
1988.
Mondo, man.
Hey, man. Retro chic. What's old is new again.
Oh, you know what happened? They're rerunning Simpsons, and they went back to the late 80s when they first came on.
A, they've always rerun Simpsons. B, I haven't been watching Simpsons. C, I have seen most of the early Simpsons, and I don't think anybody's ever said Mondo on the Simpsons.
Don't you hate when people say A, B, C?
It's pretty condescending, isn't it?
Well, it's just annoying. I don't have the time to listen to you go through A, B, and C.
Yeah. Well, I got
to
break it down into points.
Well, it's condescending because it's like you won't understand.
How is it condescending?
Because you're saying to this person, you're not going to understand the spot.
What you
so
do
I'm
in a
break
logic class. That's how you write an essay. You're like...
I'm going to break it up into A, B, and C because you can't understand.
And have you
thought.
Ever gone past C?
I think you're a little touchy.
You've gone past C. You're one of those...
I have gone past C.
G.
I have.
G, yeah. I hate you.
If you're going to do it, stop at C, for God's sake.
Why? No, stop at A.
I'm going to present all the relative evidence and arguments.
A, B, C,
it's
going to
reinforce and buttress my position.
They're not enough.
I think
letters
he watches way too much lawyer movies lately. Too many, what's that show that used to be on? Judge Judy, yeah.
That's still on.
Ugh.
Us.
I fucking hate those shows.
Judge Joe
Law
Brown.
And Order. You watch
I've
all
never.
Them.
No, wait. I think
the practice
as
A,
of
the last
you have,
month.
B,
I have watched
definitely
one
have
Law
C.
and Order like a complete episode my entire life.
Yeah, right.
I swear.
You're a Law and Order guy.
Like, why would I lie about my Law and Order fandom? Why is that something anybody should be ashamed of?
Because
I just don't have to watch Law and Order.
You just look like a Law and Order guy.
Oh, so you're pinning it on me now.
SVU. I bet you like SVU the best. It's masturbation material for you. Isn't it?
Well, it would be in theory if I watched it, but I don't.
That girl got raped 5 times. Oh, yeah. I want to be the 6th.
Oh, yeah. Giggity, giggity. But you just seem like a Law & Order type of a guy. Like Law & Order New York, I bet you like.
Well, you're way off, I'm afraid. Aren't they all in New York?
Now, there's Law & Order like L.A. and New York. Huh. And you know all these.
Which you're just one of those guys who paints. You tell other... You stereotype people.
Yeah, you're a Law and Order guy. Yeah. There are two types of people, Law and Order guys and regular people.
I was going to say Law and Order or CSI. You fall into one of them.
Yet I don't even like cop TV shows. They get a little like
except for
repetitive.
Law and Order. Eddie's a CSI guy.
I fucking hate that show.
He likes to see you.
Worst show on TV.
Which one?
Both of them.
I think there's three.
He's a CSI guy.
He's cheating on Law and Order.
Ah, Does Law and Order know about this?
He's bi-curious.
Aren't they on at the same time? How do you do it? How do you juggle it?
Well, when Law and Order SVU comes on, that primes me up because they're talking about all the dirty sex acts. Then with CSI, you can actually see the bodies, and so that's where I finish.
I can just see him. I can see him watching it in the room with like candles lit and like a glass of wine. I'm like, oh yeah, this Thursday night's gonna be awesome.
You forgot the Marvin Gaye CD.
Well, how do you hear the audio?
I can do two things at once, Jason.
It would be like three things.
Ooh, baby.
Do I have to spell it out?
No, so horny. Turn his mic down.
When turn I get down. That feeling. Turn it down. Don't turn me down.
That's what you said to her. Don't turn me down. Please don't.
I'm just trying to smell you.
Eddie, it's disrespectful, bro.
I'm not turning you down. Did I turn you down?
You did not. I was just
too lazy, really.
I feel like you should have, though. No one wants to hear him sing. Sorry.
Oh, well, you know what? You can go to hell. I don't know. I got nothing.
Well, you were just saying a little bit ago off the air that you're not a big fan of the music we play, Jason. But do you like Chris? What would you rather hear, the music we play or Chris sing? Why don't we just have you singing instead of playing music?
Yeah, oh, okay.
When I get that
Chris
feeling,
sing.
I want sexual healing. Healing.
Here, let's pretend like we're about to play some music. So, and then we'll go to you singing. It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show.
That's all I had, though.
1-888-99 Adobe. We'll be back after
Eddie,
this.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris. EJCShow.com.
When I get that feeling, I want sexual healing. Sexual healing. Making me so horny. It's growing stronger. And I don't know how the rest of that song goes. And that's the only song I can think of at the second.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah.
I feel like on the way, when you were driving down to do the show, that's what you were blasting on repeat was that song.
I wish. That would have been awesome.
Like, people look over and like, dude, that guy's car singing. You're just fucking jamming out
to
this.
Fuck yeah, man. Marvin Gaye's the shit. Loves me some Marvin Gaye.
The shit.
Marvin Gaye's the shit.
Yeah, what do you like? Shit.
Which do you like better, though?
I'm getting a lot of fire tonight.
You are getting a lot of fire.
Yeah, I'm getting fire for being me.
Tis the season. You're the Yule log. Throw you on the fire.
Ow. Wow. now we're just getting
Chris, have you ever pooped
dark?
You have ever pooped in a
dark.
Fire? Have you ever pooped in a fire?
I haven't. I've peed in a fire.
Because you seem like the type of guy that poops in fires when you're camping.
I don't even know what that means. Who does that? I've peed in a fire, though, which is actually really dangerous.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't.
Because it steams up, and it's like ammonia, and you can, like, I almost passed out one time, like, into the fire.
No, you
didn't. I didn't say I did. I said I almost did.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like.
You almost didn't do it. No, that didn't happen. No, it didn't.
It really that's
maybe
dangerous?
Because you were drunk.
Maybe
it wasn't your own.
No, but
piss
like
steam.
I got a face.
So you got a waft full of your piss steam.
I did,
and it almost passed him out. So you were inhaling your piss
too.
Steam.
It stinks like fucking. It's
burnt
disgusting.
Pee?
Yeah,
he chloroformed himself.
That's a trick for all you listeners. Next time you go camping, there's a girl there that you want to hook up with.
Just pee in the fire.
Just pee in the fire while she's standing next to you and just kind of shove her head towards the steam.
Okay. Just relax. Go to sleep.
But don't let her head actually fall into the fire because then you probably won't want to rape her because she'll be all burned up. And then
Whoa. Who said rape?
I'm pretty sure I said rape.
I didn't say rape.
I think I did.
No, because the last thing she'll remember when she wakes up is seeing your penis while you were peeing. So like, I guess that must have happened. It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show.
Jesus Christ.
It's like an episode of the Jersey Shore, except they're not douchebags. And no one's getting laid. Eddie, Jason, and Chris. Yeah.
right. It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. Go to Facebook.com/EJC Show and like us on Facebook if you haven't already. We're also on Twitter, Twitter.com/EJC Show. And Sonia says on Twitter, LOL, first time hearing this show. I'm listening on my iPod in London, and first impressions, actually pretty jokes, whatever that means.
I think she meant pretty good jokes, but thank you.
Actually, I kind of like the word pretty jokes.
Actually, pretty. We have pretty jokes on this show. Jokes. The prettiest jokes around are right here. It's in that pretty.
Actually, so, we have dog shit jokes.
I always thought our jokes were more like slutty than pretty. Like, you know, you wouldn't
desperate
pursue
for
her.
Attention.
Yeah, but, you know, she definitely wants to bone you kind of jokes. So, you know, you just let her.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about at this point.
Yeah, I mean,
sir,
you have
lost me, sir. Yeah, I've been lost.
You know, you haven't been on the same page all night.
I'm not on this page either, though.
Well, you know, when you have a head cold, it feels like there's some sort of an organism inside of my brain that is sucking away some of my thought process.
Maybe you have like a brain parasite.
Maybe I was abducted by aliens and they laid an egg in my brain. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be pretty cool.
That'd be cool for us. That'd probably suck for you.
My head just exploded while we were doing the show.
That'd be awesome.
That would be disgusting.
And your head explodes and this alien scampers away.
Scampers? Yeah.
It steals Megan and jumps out the window and then flies in a spaceship. What would you guys do?
Pray to God that I had a face shield.
I might wet myself.
Would you clean up before you left? Could you at least clean up the show equipment before?
I think we would have to clean up and dispose of your body because nobody would believe that story. They'd assume we murdered you.
Nah. Yeah.
You can't tell that to the cops.
Yeah. We'd have to get rid of your goddamn body, which would be a tremendous inconvenience for me.
Good luck finding a lawyer that's going to tell your story in court.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, an alien popped out of his head. It is clear.
Case closed.
Please find it in your hearts. These are innocent men.
And so forth.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That would be bizarre.
Yeah.
But happy holidays.
You know, if I was on a jury, I think I would come back with a not guilty just for originality. that's so clever. I got to give it to him.
He probably shot his friend's head off with a shotgun. But you know what?
I like that.
I want to get that murderer back on the street and just because he was fucking funny.
You know, it was society's fault anyway.
A sense of humor goes a long way.
Yeah.
I mean, you kill people.
Yeah.
Have a funny story in court, and you can get off.
Amen.
Listen, that worked for OJ. Gloves don't fit.
You must have quit. No, that was catchy. It wasn't funny. It was catchy.
Yeah, you have to have a catchphrase.
Yeah. I feel like we should mastermind a crime that Eddie could commit, where he can go to prison for life, but then also have a catchphrase before he does the crime, so that when he goes to trial, he already has the catchphrase, and he's scotch-free.
Like what?
I don't know. Just saying this is what we should do.
We buy you some nice clothes, and we say, if the look's legit, you must acquit.
Here's the deal, Eddie. You have two choices. You can do either that, what we just said, or you can go to the cult for 1 week. You pick.
Let's do this.
You got to be a team player, Eddie.
Well, let's do this thing. What's your catchphrase?
If the look's legit. If the look's legit, you must acquit.
So I could wear like a $3,000 suit and then do some petty shoplifting and be like,
No, I said you have to go to jail for life.
Serious crime.
Like you fucking kill a
like
hobo.
Scarface Rampage.
That would be a great bit on this show if I just went to prison.
Yeah. No, I'm saying that we would get you off.
I'd listen.
I mean, it would make us.
Yeah,
we'd be on national news everywhere.
If you if you did a hit, then we'd be made men.
Mm. All right, so I got to kill somebody. That's how we're gonna get ahead here. Got to kill somebody.
Or
that's how Jason and I are getting ahead.
Or you go to the cult for a week. I gave you two options. You don't have to go for that. Which one would you prefer?
Depends
to do?
On the cult.
Okay, back. Can we just back up?
Did they have a brochure?
It depends on the cult whether I choose that or I choose possibly spend the rest of my life in jail. Well, 1 week
just,
versus the rest of your life.
Just
which
pick
is,
me up a few cult brochures and I'll browse through them.
Where do you get those? Like travel agencies?
Yeah. You say, hey, that's what they do now because everybody books flights online. Now they just book cults.
Go to
so
the
like
airport.
Go to Travelocity or something and it'll be on there.
Go to the airport and just collect a bunch of different brochures from weirdos handing them out.
Hitler.
All right. Ding.
That is a Hitler button. All right.
Wow. I was just testing him.
Okay, go ahead, Chris. It's not playing.
It's playing. I hear it. It's not.
You came unplugged over there. Ow! Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
What are you doing, Chris?
What are you doing, Eddie?
That wasn't me. That was
him. That was you. Me.
That was in the wrong input.
Yeah, I know, but he had the thing up, and you knew you were going to unplug. Why didn't he turn the volume down?
I did. It was down. And it still did that.
Oh.
Damn it, Chris. You got to blow out our listeners' eardrums so they can't listen next week. You would.
They weren't tuning in anyway next week.
Is it New Year's next week?
Yeah. I think so.
Close. New Year's Eve. The eve of New Year's Eve.
I hate when people
say that shit.
Yeah, that's
the eve of
annoying.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve Eve.
Well, you can say it's the eve of 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 Christmas Eve, you assholes.
It is stupid.
God. Just start saying it the day after Christmas. You just have to say it 364 times.
Well, I'm trying to...
Don't give them any ideas, Jason. Yeah. They might take you up on it.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to the big show.
I feel like we've lost our spark towards the end of this one.
Yeah, I think we blew all of our steam in that last segment, but let's just...
Our pee steam.
I can't find our ending music either, which is really bugging me.
Wow.
So I guess we got to...
Eddie's chloroformed with Chris's pee steam.
This is going to have to play us out tonight.
All right. I can live with that.
That's fine. I kind of like this one. All right. It's Eddie, Jason, and Chris on Facebook, EJC Show, Facebook.com/EJC Show, or Twitter.com/EJC Show. Or go to EJCShow.com, and you can just find it all there, including our podcast.
This sounds like the end of a movie. Like the credits are rolling right now.
Cool.
This is pretty good. Like the Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah. Thanks for watching Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Is that what it's called?
I believe it is.
I thought it was Toast Protocol.
Where Tom Cruise tries to
Is that really
toast.
How you want to... is that the last thing you want to say as we go out, Eddie?
A terrible pun, yes.
All right.
All right.